TESOL Easy Listening, Audio 21. There are four activities for each audio. The full audio script is given. In the first activity, you have to read the text and listen. I repeat, read and listen. And in the second activity, you have to close your book and you have to listen. Try to understand each line, each word and chunks. Try to copy where the voice goes up or down. Try to mark the tone of each sentence. In the third activity, you have to read the text out loud. Try to maintain the natural tone, the aspirated sounds, stress, chunking, wavy voice. This time, you read in the best possible way. And in the last and fourth activity, you have to read and record your voice on your mobile. When the recording is done, try to listen your own recording. Try to match with the original recording. As I said in the classroom, listening works as input. If you listen a lot, it will help you to speak properly with natural tone. Wish you all very good luck. Happy learning.
The limits of your language are the limits of your world.
This is a saying from Ludwig Wittgenstein. He is a writer. He knows how important language is to everyday life.
Through all of history, people have recognized the importance of language. Language helps people communicate with each other. It lets people create and keep history. It helps people express their emotions and dreams.
There are thousands of different languages in the world, and each one is different. Most languages use words to communicate, but other languages use hand or body movements. Some languages use sounds like clicks or whistles. Each language is different and beautiful.
It's okay. When you were born, you learned a language from your parents.
All right.
Your first language is called your native language. By the age of 3, a baby can usually express his feelings, wants, and needs using his native language.
How does a child learn a language so quickly? Well, experts say that a baby is born ready to learn language. Babies are born with more than a billion brain cells. Millions of these brain cells will develop to help the baby learn and control language. While a baby is still very small, his brain cells begin to connect to other cells. They form long and complex paths in the baby's brain. Every time a baby hears his native language, the language connections become a little stronger.
These connections can form for any language. Every language is made up of a particular group of sounds. A baby's brain can hear hundreds of different language sounds. This is more sounds than in any one normal language. Whenever a baby hears a new sound, the cells in his brain connect. But he usually hears his native language the most. The connections for his native language get stronger and stronger. And connections for other languages get weaker and weaker.
Experts say that most of a child's language connections stop forming around age 10. They say that after age 10, a person will have a more difficult time learning a language. His brain has already formed connections with his first or native language.
Language connections can also become weak if the baby does not hear any language. You may have heard the Spotlight program about Genie. Genie was locked in a room for almost 13 years. Her parents shouted at her and made sounds like a dog. They did not speak to her enough. Genie did not learn many words. The language connections in her brain were weak. Even after rescuers found her, it was difficult for her to learn a language.
At the beginning of this program, you heard a saying from Ludwig Wittgenstein. He said, "The limits of your language are the limits of your world." Language offers many wonderful opportunities to people. In fact, Christians believe that language is a gift from God. They can use it to make their world more beautiful. They can use language to express their needs, wants, and dreams.
Most parents want what is best for their children, and teaching children language is a very simple thing to do. If you can speak a language, you can teach it. In fact, many parents and adults already make language learning easier for babies.
Many adults naturally speak differently to babies than to other adults. They speak slower to babies. They speak in a higher voice. They speak more clearly and say every part of a word. Experts say that these changes help a baby hear and recognize language. Adults may also repeat words when they talk to babies. Repeating words and sounds helps language connections form in a baby's brain.
But experts say that there are many more ways to improve a baby's language learning abilities. Parents do have an extremely important part in teaching children language. But anyone can influence a child's language development. Any person can help a child learn and improve language. Here are some things you can do to help any baby or child learn and develop his language abilities.
Talk to your baby. This is the most important step you can take to teach language. Tell your baby about your day. Tell her about her family. Point to an object and say the word that goes with it. Babies cannot always speak back to you, but they are listening. And a baby can understand some language even before she can speak it.
Play language games with your baby. Many babies make sounds. The baby is trying to communicate through these sounds. When the baby makes a sound, you can repeat it to him. Then add a new sound. Encourage the baby to answer you with another sound. Even though you are not using words, you are talking with the baby. You can also sing songs or tell children's poems to the baby.
Read a book to the baby. Or tell your own story to the baby. The baby will probably not understand the story, but she will be hearing the sounds. She will begin to hear how sentences should sound.
Do not let babies watch too much television. Sometimes, if parents are busy, they cannot give enough time to their children. They may put a baby in front of the television to keep him quiet. But babies do not learn language as effectively through television sounds. They need to spend time talking and communicating with real people.
Make sure that the baby's hearing is working correctly. Babies with hearing problems cannot learn from hearing sounds. They do not get enough experience with language.
Finally, if you can, teach your baby different languages. Babies and young children can learn language very quickly. So, if you speak two languages, teach them both to your children. Experts say that children who grow up with parents who speak two languages can often speak both languages very well.
Parents and communities have an important responsibility to pass this ability of language to their children. Encourage the people and children you know to learn and love any language.
I wish you a great luck. As I said in the classroom, listening works as input. If you listen a lot, it will help you to speak properly with natural tone. Wish you all very good luck. Happy learning. Thanks for joining TESOL Bangladesh.